And we're going to talk about scams. As I said just before the commercial break, there was a story today in one of the papers about a lady that was scammed out of $11,000. Tanya Clark is the Director of Policy and Campaigns at Consumer Action. She joins me this afternoon. Thank you for your time, Tanya. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Brent.
This is a story. I suppose there are many people that have been affected by scams. I hope there aren't that many that have lost $11,000 as Nina in the story did. She's just one person. There are many. And the Consumer Action Law Centre said that voice mimicking was an example of just how sophisticated scamming technology had become. Tanya, are we seeing an increase, an ongoing increase in the number of people that are being scammed? And are we seeing an increase in the ways that the scammers are getting these people?
Yes, it's the basic answer to that. And in terms of the sophistication, I think we're going to continue seeing it. Voice mimicking is just an example, like you said, of how sophisticated scamming technology has become, and Australia is a soft target for it. And I think we'll continue to see new technologies because scammers are really good at playing whack-a-mole. They'll go on from one thing to another and become more and more sophisticated. This one really surprises me, this one.
When you say Australia is a soft target, why?
I think that we're not at the level of maturity nationally, particularly the banks, to actually detect the scams and prevent it. The way that, you know, the scams are successful is if people are transferring money on their platforms, on the banking platforms, and the banks actually do have the ability and the resources to detect and prevent scams. For instance, you know, they've got behavioural analytics where they can detect unusual transactions and notify customers that, you know, this doesn't look right. It's interesting in this case with Nina, she, I think, transferred on three separate occasions. You know, it's things like that that the banks have the technology to pick up, and we're just not there yet nationally.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't Labor make an election commitment to combat scams with tougher industry codes? And were they creating a national anti-scams centre? Has this happened?
It is. It's happening. It's happening. So the National Anti-Scams Centre, the ACCC, is coordinating the sectors at the moment to bring everyone together to talk about it. We're supporting the mandatory code. There needs to be, you know, I think if you just sort of leave it up to the banks to voluntarily take action and introduce these new technologies, we're just finding that's too slow. And we need some mandatory codes that say that the banks need to reimburse their customers where they haven't prevented and detected these scams.
Does that happen in other countries now?
The UK is moving towards the mandatory model. They've, for some time now, they've had these voluntary codes. We've been speaking to a bank, the TSB Bank, who's actually more advanced in the sense that they have a fraud guarantee, so they do reimburse their customers. And we've actually, they're saying that they've seen some really positive financial outcomes as a result of doing that. They haven't had to spend all their time on complaints and dealing with applications for reimbursement. Rather, they spend all their time on working out how to detect and prevent the scam. So, yeah, we are behind in Australia.
I suppose some would say, why should it be the responsibility of the banks to pay back money for gullible Australians?
Well, I think just going back to your original, you know, when you opened around the sophistication and complexity of scams, I think we've got to be really careful that we don't blame the victims. So I thought it was interesting too with Nina, like she transferred it was so believable. Her daughter had been overseas. She thought that she was helping her, you know, she with her bills, and then realised after the third one and felt that feeling of shock and embarrassment that yes, she'd actually, you know, participated in that. But we see that all the time, and I think that embarrassment and that shock and shame is where people feel like, God, I've been gullible, but they haven't, because, well, on a kind of literal sense, it might look like that. But the thing is, with the scammers, They are incredibly skilled at targeting our vulnerabilities and working out what they are. And I think the high mum scams, or the kind of going to those sensibilities of mothers, I'm a mother myself, and I've even looked at a message and it just caught me in that, I guess what you call it, a flight or fight brain response, where I think my child's in danger
yes.
or in trouble, and then I almost think, oh, I've got to get onto it immediately. And it's then kind of going, kicking in that sort of more rational response. But the scammers know they're doing that. That's why they pick this. And I had one, you know, recently, what I believed was from my child, saying, oh, you know, Mum, I've lost my phone. Can you just call me on this number? Now, I thought, well, that seemed believable. But then luckily it was during school time, so I knew that wasn't going to happen. But they're the types of, that's what's happening, you know. And I think, too, with the shame of when people are scammed, it's important that we don't blame the victim, so people like Nina feel like they can talk about what happened and they're not blaming themselves as well.
That's true, because that talking about it raises awareness about it, which is why you and I are talking
exactly.
about it this afternoon.
Yeah,
Tanya,
right.
What advice do you give people in reference to this? What should they do so they don't get scammed?
Well, I think that, I mean, we can always be on alert, right, and be really careful. But in the instance where you are tricked, because it is so sophisticated, in this case where they've actually got the AI technology where they're mimicking their children's voices, and if they do, are scammed on that basis, I guess my advice is, you know, don't be ashamed, don't blame yourself. You could call, you know, the Consumer Action Law Centre, go to our website, consumeraction.org.au. You can actually report it to ScamWatch as well. So there's lots of things you can do, but just at that point where you are scammed as well, you can also contact your bank and let them know ASAP, seek reimbursement, and, yeah, go down those paths. So it's not over just because, yeah, you've lost that money. You can get it. The responses are very inconsistent in terms of banks reimbursing customers, which is why we're arguing for the, you know, more of a mandatory code. Still, I think it's still worth applying and, you know, arguing for that reimbursement now for all the reasons I've explained today.
You answered the next question. I was going to say, what is the attitude of reimbursement from banks? I suppose banks never like giving you any money, so I suspect it's not very positive.
Well, it's too discretionary, Brent. It's like there's no sort of guidance or criteria in terms of, you know, on a case-by-case basis. So we do have clients who do get their money back, and then there's others that it just looks very clear that they should have and they don't, and it depends on the bank, of course, and the whoever's dealing with it at the time. So that's the inconsistency we're seeing, which is just not, it's just not good enough, we think. So that's why we're really pushing for that consistent mandatory reimbursement across the sector.
Okay, we'll continue to talk about it, and let's hope we get something across the line, and sooner rather than later. Tanya, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you, Brent. Okay. Appreciate you having me. Bye-bye.
It's a pleasure. Tanya Clark from Consumer Action Law Centre. Banks, what do you think? Should banks reimburse the money if people are scammed? Or do you take the hard attitude of, well, it's your fault? These days it's difficult to say that, isn't it? As Tanya says, these scammers are getting so good at what they do.